to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we've got another edition of Agent Ignite Talk, and I've got Brett Weinstein, who I'm really excited about because as I've gotten to know him, his ideology and the way he runs his team is different. So Brett started out 2013, Rookie of the Year, DMAR, all the way to 2019, 40 under 40 by the Denver Business Journal. So that's quite a leap already. Personal production, 45 million. Team production, 63 million. He opened up BSW in 2019 with a focus on this value. And you can see it. I mean, his growth, as rampant as it was, had to be based on the fact that he was focusing on the right things, not the dollar, but the relationship, the person, and building that one bridge at a time. So now him and his team, I mean, they're crushing it. And so to watch this growth, I wanted to share his story with you so that even if it helps one, it's absolutely worth the conversation. So Brett, start me out. What would you say is the one thing that you've learned during this time, right? During COVID-19, we've all had to rethink everything. What was the one thing that you've learned that really stands out?
I think that there's a lot of really good lessons. And I'm actually going to circle back to what you just started with on what I've learned. It's that piece of this is having such a heavier impact on people than what we were expecting. And, you know, we go back 10, 20, 30 years in real estate. Sometimes it feels like we just lose our way and we start to focus in on our commissions. We start to focus in on the money. And we start to lose sight of value, you know, with our award ceremonies. It's based on production, not how many families we've helped. It's based on size, not how many individuals did we help to achieve their goals. And sometimes we get so hyper-focused on those numbers, and we forget that this is the biggest transaction in people's lives. And right now, I think in these past 20, 30 years, with us dropping the ball on that a little bit as realtors, real estate agents, we've allowed companies like these disruptors, the big companies, Zillow, Redfin, all these companies to come in, because we've been focused on not the consumer, but on the general process and kind of where it takes us. And I think COVID more than anything else is showing us it is so much more important right now than it ever has been for us to hyper focus on being of value to these people, because there's a lot of people who are going to be put into really difficult positions and they're looking at us to be the experts and they're looking at us to help fix their lives, change their lives, adjust their lives, help them with the largest transaction. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs. If they can't refinance, if they can't call you to get something done and they've got $200,000 of equity, we have to be that front line. And there's going to be so many people out there that are going to be taking advantage of that. And during COVID, it further emphasizes the fact that we have to be the expert. We have to be very, very good at what we do. We have to have unbelievable value, because coming into this, there's a lot of people who are going to make a lot of money, but it's not going to be because we did such an amazing thing. It's not because we were selling these houses that people desperately wanted to sell. It's because we were making one of the hardest decisions that some people are going to have to make as easy as we possibly could. And I think that that value piece is even more important at this point.
I think that that's a lesson learned that you can learn in a lot of different situations. COVID brought a lot of it to light. And what I found really interesting is in the beginning of COVID, the disruptors pulled back and they pulled out of the market and everybody was like, oh my gosh, yay, they pulled out of the market. I'm like, no, they've retreated for a minute to regroup. They're not out. They're getting bigger and better and more technology focused. So everything you've got to do is boots on the ground, relationship oriented.
Absolutely.
And dig that in now while you've got the gap, right? While they are quiet for a minute.
100%. It's pause. It's a pause. As of right now, if there's people who could walk through, instead of having to walk through someone's house, they could just get an offer and sell their house, they're going to do it. And it really becomes inherent upon us to be the experts who can say, listen, you're giving up $20, $30, $50, $100,000 by doing it that way. And that's all the money that you have. So it's real cash. And sometimes it feels like we're playing with monopoly money, but it's real cash. And so with these disruptors, we'll be coming back and coming back shortly. Makes it that much more important for us to be great.
You're so passionate about everything. You're really passionate about what you're speaking to right now. I've seen it time and time again. How do you lead a team like that? Because the growth that you saw from 2013 to 2019 speaks to the passion that you have. So now how are you growing BSW, your personal team, and the entire company in that same expression?
Excuse me, we preach the same message over and over and over. It's an interview process to come over to our company. It's not a everybody's welcome. We really do want to have people that want to be here and want to be here for the right reasons and be of value to their clients. But it's that constant reminder. You know, I think every realtor should have, hopefully, has a client that they can think of when they're talking about like, hey, why do I do this job? Oh, it's because of this address. It's because of this person. It's because this was the gift somebody gave me. This is the thank you. Mm-hmm. And hyper-focusing on that, as opposed to look how many closings I had and what we see on Facebook so often right now. It doesn't mean you shouldn't celebrate your success, but it's not your success. It's also the client's success. And just really remembering who this is about.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at The Roof Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's theroofteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
We're the byproduct. You know, when real estate became non-essential, when we became essential, when realtors and real estate agents became essential, we said real estate agents are essential. They're not. They never have been. They never will be. We're a byproduct of something that is essential. The real estate industry making that dramatic difference for people's lives, that's essential. And hyper-focusing on that has really helped us to grow. And the nice thing is if you build your business this way, it really seems like you get a lot more referrals. You get a lot more people who are actively coming to you because you're an expert. They know that you care and then they know that you're there for them. And it makes this job a lot easier. In my opinion, you know, I think there's a lot of differing opinions on that, but that's mine.
It's an interesting look. I mean, because you're right. I mean, there's a lot of arguments around essential and non-essential. And the way you just divided it is a different aspect than any of the conversations that I'd really heard. But that real estate is so essential. It's so essential to somebody's well-being today and all of their tomorrows. I mean, it's generational. So to be a part of that, it goes back to the story of the Sherpa, right? And real estate agents being a Sherpa and carrying all of that need from the client. Absolutely. It's not about them.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Yeah.
Let's leave it with this. What would be the thing that you've taken from this experience, good, bad, and different, right? It's had its days in every direction. What's the one thing that you're going to make sure you do differently going forward?
I'm going to utilize Zoom, despite the fact that this is not my dream by any means. There's days where I like it. There's days where I hate it. I have connected with more people in more industries, with more agents across all sorts of different companies, and we've masterminded. And it's a really good reminder because we were in this position for a while where we kind of forgot that it's not one company versus another. We're all in this together. And I've been able to take that and grow this. You know, you've joined us for a few of these masterminds where we have 50 to 100 people that show up from all over, all different companies, different industries, et cetera. And it's been amazing. And I think that reignites my passion. And you're right, I get way too passionate about everything. Let's just throw that into the general brackets, too passionate. But it really is going to reignite my passion every single time when I see that and people are willing to show up, share, help each other grow. It's that abundance mindset throughout industries. I'm going to keep doing that and I'm going to build on it and try and bring more people together because I think that when we focus on how do we make it through this and how do we do this together, we are so much better than, ooh, what's the opportunity? How can I best take advantage of it? I won't tell anybody else. I think that there's a better mindset out there and I really want to grow that.
That is a mindset. That's something that I've heard time and time and time again from top leaders. It is absolutely, if you're not sharing and you're thinking that everything is limited, then that's keeping you playing small. So I love that you just said that. And that's a fantastic way to end this. Brett, thank you so much for spending time with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.